I've quoted this Gemara a few times. The Gemara Menachos says, Tan Rabbanan Chaviven Yisrael Shesibuvan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvahs. But because Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvahs. So that's Chaviven Yisrael. That means because Baruch Hu loves us. So why do they have it? They have Tshum V'Hashem, Tshum V'Hashem, Tzitzis V'Zigdeyan, and Mezuzal V'Zigdeyan. They're wearing tefillin. The minhag was at that time to wear tefillin all day. They're wearing tzitzis. They have a mezuzah. It says, "Ubeshosh lichnas David lebeis amerchet shvura atzmai oimed orim." So he's now wearing tzitzis. Now wearing tefillin. Ama oili shemed orim beli mitzvah. He reminded himself that he has a Mila. So what are we supposed to learn from this? Where's the Chavivus to Yisrael? The Chavivus to Yisrael is that when they go in and out of their house, they remind themselves that there's a purpose to life. There's a mezuzah. The mezuzah is not just a plastic case. The mezuzah is something inside. It says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. When they're wearing tzitzis and they see the tzitzis, Isem Eisei. When they're wearing tefillin, it's a reminder. David was concerned. He hasn't got that reminder. When he reminded himself, but he has the Mila, that's an ice bris between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's a reminder. So, but, nice work. But what are we being taught? We're being taught the importance of recognizing to have a focus on what we're doing. And the focus that the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us is, as you've heard from me many times, is that there's a tachlis to living. And not to waste it. I know some of the boys last week didn't appreciate what I said about the limousine, about the boys wasting money on shtick. Well, what can you do? No, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah also. And when you have the Torah, you're supposed to learn from what it says. What does it say in the Torah, according to Chazal? That Yaakov went back from Tachin Ketanim. Yaakov, who was extremely, extremely wealthy, understood that something that's given to me is not supposed to be wasted. So when we learn the Torah, we have to learn it and apply it to our life. If you don't apply it to our life, it's a waste. Chaviv in Yisrael, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't let us forget. What do you mean he doesn't let us forget? If you don't do things because Tati and Mami told you to do it, you were taught to kiss the mezuzah, you don't know what's going on inside, then it's nothing. If you know what's going on inside, then it's something. Nowadays we can have a meal to send the yontif of Hanukkah. In Hanukkah, we have beautiful menorahs. People spend loads and loads of money for menorahs, for Hidur Mitzvah. You have to think, is there a Hidur Mitzvah or is there not a Hidur Mitzvah? What does that mean? Am I growing from the Hidur Mitzvah? Or am I showing off from the Hidur Mitzvah? All right, in Yeshiva, we don't have these fancy menorahs. You go to the house, people spend loads and loads of money for fancy menorahs. What for? Is it because they're being mahadir in the mitzvah? Or because they're showing off? I spent a lot of money for a menorah. But am I growing from what I'm doing? Am I growing from what I'm doing? Am I being mahadir in the mitzvah? Or not? Whatever we do, we have to understand We have the Anshei Yemes. The Gemara Menachah says, Gemara Yuma says, also Orein Asei Shitim, that the Orein was made out of wood. V'tipisa Oisei Zohar Tohar, and the Orein has to be covered with pure gold. Mibayis U'michutz Titzapenu, inside and outside has to be gold. And as we're taught that there were three tevois in the Orein. Outside the box was gold, inside the box was gold, and the middle box is made out of wood. And the Gemara says, Kol Talmud Chochon, Shein Techei Keborei, Ein the Talmud Chochon. Which means if he's not pure inside, he's not pure outside, he's not a Talmud Chacham. But Reb Shimshon Frel Hirsch adds a shtickel. It says there is three tevos, inside, outside, made out of gold. Middle tevos made out of wood. What's the tachlis being made out of wood? Because wood, eitz, is a source of growth. Metal doesn't grow. If a person is growing and he has beautiful midos, then he's a clay kibul for the Torah. He's an orein for where the luchos can be put in. The Talmud Chacham, who's Torah kibbara, and he's growing, he's a Talmud Chacham. If he's not growing, he's not a Talmud Chacham. Whatever we do, it has to be a source of growth. You have a Hidur mitzvah, it has to be a source of growth. If you're relaxing, it says, Memkas Vorm Shatari Liknes Bohem says, me it's like. So, as I've said many times with Matthias Yo, it does not say no spike. It says, me it's like is a way to be trained the Torah. A person needs time to relax. A person needs the me it's like. But it's only a me it. And that's only if it's used because you have to relax. If you spend money to relax, that's like the mere tzchayk. Spend money for shtick. It's a waste of money, and that's not what money is given for. If it adds to your relaxation, that's gewaldic, because you're supposed to relax. But the whole concept, when we study the Inyan of Hakim Kitana, telling us that money is given to us for a purpose. It's not given to us to waste. That's a limud that we have to have. In this week's Seder, it says, after the ma'aseh with Shechem, after the ma'aseh with Esav, it says, Vayoba Yaakov Sholim Ir Shechem. Asher Beres Kanan B'vayim Pad Naron V'yichan Es Kneho Ir. Vayoba Yaakov Sholim Ir Shechem. So Rashi calls the Chazal, what does Sholim mean? Sholim B'gufay, Sholim B'mamaynay, Sholim B'tarasa. Okay, fine. So I learned the Rashi. I saw the Pasuk. Everything's fine. What am I learning? What am I learning? And it says, Vayichan es pneihu ir. What lesson am I being taught? Let's look into Yaakov's life. Esav wants to kill him, runs away. Keep a makli of Avarti, it says, Ayarde. He has nothing. He's going to look for Shidduch, not a penny does he have. Before he meets Esav, Yaakov is mispalled by Yerma Yaakov El Keyovi Avram El Keyovi Yitzchak. Chotenki Mikol Hachasodim and Mikol Ha'emes. Asher Asisa Esavdech. Ki Vamakli Avarti Sayade. Vata Yisi Ushnei Machnes. Right? Fine. Chotenki Mikol Hachasodim. Let's understand what that means. But what happened? It says over there, Vayiro Yaakov Ma'od, Vayetere, Vayachat Esa'om Asher Itay, and he split up his family. That's a sign, that's a book, Vagmal Lushnei Machnos. He's afraid that Esav may kill his family. Okay, so there's a reason for fear. Yaakov goes in the front lines, and Yaakov bows down. What are we being taught? How can he show him Terasa? Look at what he went through. What's the showing the Terasa? But what's the Torah teaching us? Here he's coming to meet Esav, frightened stiff. He goes and he splits up his family. Right? The shift goes to the children first, Leah behind them, and Rachel behind them. Scared stiff. But you, Yaakov, Moed, by Yetzalei. How could it be Shalom B'Tarasa? Then he says, he's scared stiff that he may be killed. His whole family may be killed. He says, what are we taught with all of this? First, let's go on. Here we have somebody who's afraid that his brother may kill him, may kill out the entire family. He says, "Katanki mikol hachasadim mikol haemes." What is that? Ki b'makli avalti sayardein vata yisiyus neimatnas. What's it telling us? You imagine a person who's in the Holocaust, right? And he's taken the on to the gas chambers. And he says, "Katanki mikol hachasadim mikol haemes." What am I learning from this? The fact that a person is in danger, he doesn't forget the chasadim that he had. He gamakli avalti say yardein, and now I have such a beautiful family. They may be killed out. But imagine the chesed the Kadosh Baruch Hu did with me, that he calls it chesed kotenki mikolachli, all the chesed, I didn't deserve it. They may all be killed out now. But the fact that I had my family until now, was such a chesed, he didn't overlook it. Right now, I didn't deserve all the chesed. They may be killed now. I didn't forget all the chesed you did. What's the problem? You can't forget, a person shouldn't forget the chesed that's being taught to you. I've repeated a story. Some of you may have heard of Hermann Wolke, W-O-U-K. He was a Pulitzer Prize winner. He's a Baal Teshuva. He's very close to my older brother. He wrote the Cain Mutiny, which was the Pulitzer Prize winner. And he's very well known in that field, but more than very well known. He went to Mexico to write a book. And then he rented a mansion. And he lived there, and he had a pool. And he had a 3-year-old baby who fell into the pool and drowned. My brother went to the abaya. And this is a Baal Teshuva, a fellow. He was a real Baal Teshuva. The hesped was, he thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving him the child for 3 years. That was the hesped. When Yaakov said, "Katrenti mikol hachasadim, mikol emes," you can't overlook. You're in trouble now. So what? What happened until now? "Katrenti mikol hachasadim, mikol emes," Hashem b'makli yovati yisivato yisi yishtei machnas. So that's lesson number one. Vayov Yaakov Shalim Ir Shechem Shalim Ben Terasa. A person who has this pachad, he's Shalim Ben Terasa. Yaakov meets Esav, and it says, "Who of our lefnehem?" Yaakov was in the front lines because that's the midah of the melachim of Yisrael. You know, you and I are very familiar with what's going on in the Muslim world. right? That the leaders develop suicide bombers. It's a big cover to be a suicide bomber. It's a big cover, so why don't the leaders commit suicide themselves? But no, they go in there, they tell somebody else to be a suicide bomber. In Klal Yisrael, when they went to wage war, the king was in the front line. Yaakov was in the front line. And it says, Vayishtachu Arta Sheva Ponim Ad Gishlei Adochit. He bowed down 7 times. Esav thinks he's bowing down to him. You think you learned the Chumash, he's bowing down to Esav. No, to show he's bowing down. That was the Chazal said. He bowed down to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Esav thinks he's bowing down to him. Yaakov thinks, I'm not going to bow down to Esav. At the same time that he thinks I'm bowing down to him, I'm thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because I know whatever he's done is for my benefit. Whatever he's done is a challenge to me to meet. It's not something for me to be afraid of. If I'm put in such a situation, it must be a challenge to me. Many of you have heard the Rabbeinu Yoinim Sechta Brachas, that if you have to, Hashem Lokiocha B'chol Levavcha, says B'shnei Yetzrecha. You should love the Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Toiv and the Yetzer Hara. How do you love the Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Hara? The Rabbeinu Yoinim says, because the Yetzer Hara was not given to you to defeat you. The Yetzer Hara was given to you to challenge you. Those who are familiar a little bit with prize fighting, which was a major event when I was growing up. So when somebody was training to fight, he always had somebody to fight with. That person was training him to be a better fighter. The tachlis of the Yetzer Hara is not that the Yetzer Hara should defeat you. Kafi Yisrael is that you should meet the challenge and you should grow from it. Yaakov saw in every single step of his life, whatever happened to him was a step for growth. Enoch and Ami, Esav is coming. All right, whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu does, he's right. It's a challenge. And when he bowed down to Esav, he was bowing down to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When somebody approaches life like that, then the tzoras that he's in is not a siba why he should forget his learning. Vayoba Yaakov Shalim Ir Shechem. He was a Shalim B'Tarasa. Why? Because nothing fazed him. But whatever challenge he had was not something that got him scared. He knew the Kodesh Baruch Hu was behind everything. Then in that pasuk it says, Vayoba Yaakov Shalim Ir Shechem. Vayichan es pnei horir. Vayichan loshen chen. Chen. So Tom said over the medrash, so what's up, Vayichan es pnei horir? That Yaakov, when he came to the city of Shem and he lived on the outskirts, he built shopping malls. He built stores, shopping malls, so that they can buy products cheap. He says in Medrash. He says, we have to have our chorus atayv to them. So therefore he was a wealthy man, and he made shopping malls that Vayichan is Pnei Ho'ir, that he had chayim for the people, and therefore he built these shopping malls so that they can buy products cheap. So Tom says, what do they do for him? What did the people in Shem do for him that he made these shopping malls? So Tom says, it's telling us because I'm living there. The fact that they let me live there and they're not starting up with me, that's a gewaltige hakaras atayv that I have to have. So that's what men are telling us. So what lessons do I learn from that? Lesson number one, Hakaras HaToiv that we have to have. If I need Hakaras HaToiv, if fact they let me live. Of course, I tell you, we have to have our parents. In yeshiva, where it's not just the letting me live. They're giving me something. And of course, I tell you, we need for the United States, the country in which we live in. The fact that we can live and we can grow in Torah, the amount of our chorus, I tell you, as I state in the Torah, we just can't learn the Torah. We just can't learn the Torah and just say, yeah, Vayichanes Pnei Eretz, it's nice. But we have to apply it. We have to have our chorus, I tell you, that we can be in places and they permit me to grow the way I'm supposed to grow, or the way that I can grow. Just, you know, getting back to the union of the Hebrew mitzvah of Hanukkah and every single thing that we do, we have to know why we're doing it. I speak a lot about Kavod Shabbos. Why am I dressed up for Shabbos? I should look nice for the Kavod of Shabbos. Why do I buy meat in 7 Mile Market? Is it a Kavod of Shabbos? Is it a Kavod of my stomach? These are things we have to think about. Whatever I'm doing, I have to know why we do things. And if we know why we do things, why I'm being mechader in a menorah, because it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan and I want it to be chashuv, and I grow from the Hebrew. When I grow from the Hebrew, then there's a purpose to the Hebrew.